talk about that. Vic, what's happening today? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Keith?
Doing extremely well. You know, you've got to be pretty proud as a head coach and coaching Zach for a number of years now for, the Division I offer and for him to go play at the University of Wyoming. So when you have these sorts of things happen, when you have kids that you've coached move on to the next level, what's that like for you as a head coach that's kind of developed them along the way?
Always exciting to see good kids get a chance to go on and continue their careers. We always like to see kids that go to the home state when we get the chance, and nothing new here with Zach getting that opportunity. We're really excited for him.
I guess also as a head coach, how involved are you in the help with this recruiting process? What kind of goes in with you and your position to help Zach out in these situations?
You know, we try and help every kid that wants to go on to the next level to play, find a spot that fits for him. The Wyoming coaching staff currently, Coach Bull and his staff, have done a great job since they've come on board of making sure that they touch base with all the coaches in Wyoming every spring and what kids to look at and follow up with. And Coach Standard has done a great job of doing that. And we last summer went down to Wyoming's team camp for the first time, and so they got to see some kids personally on the field in some camp situations, and that's kind of where Zach picked up their interest, and they started the recruiting process and started following him and seeing how things developed, and we're glad that it turned out the way it did, and that he's going to get the opportunity to go play down there.
Vic, I know I had a chance to talk to you yesterday, and talking about Zach, you know, a big kid who was very productive on both sides of the ball, and also a pretty fast kid for his size. Just talk about what makes this kid a special football player in your mind.
Well, I think it's the combination of those things. He's big and physical and can play on using those attributes to his advantage with the strength, but then you factor in the speed factor at the size he plays with and the physical aggressiveness that he plays with, and that's what's carried him on to that next level where Wyoming's interested in looking at him as the one prospect.
Vic Wilkerson, Gillette head football coach, joining us here in the Sports Zone. You know, I had a chance doing a number of high school games, and with three high schools here, you get to see a lot of you guys around, Vic. And he really does stick out, Zach did, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. I know Wyoming's coming at him as a fullback to help out. You know, where do you think his strengths lie, offense or defense, or is he capable on both areas?
You know, I think he's capable on both areas, and it just is a matter of systems. And, we run more of a true one-back system, and where Coach Bull and his staff, they run the two-back a lot more with a true fullback, and that's where they recruited Zach and projected him at. And we used him in some two-back sets, and he's a tremendous blocker, and I can see exactly what they're interested in him at that. You know, anytime that you get that kind of physical presence that can lead block on a linebacker or pass protect on a DN, those things. And Zach did that for us. It's just with our system, we didn't need that type of blocker and thing quite as much. So we relied on him more as a middle linebacker. But I think his skill set can fit at the D1 level wherever they decide to use him.
Vic, I know it's in a lot of his recruiting profiles and even in the football rosters this season, I saw him, about 230, 235. I know he's wrestling this year and he's down to 220. So where do you think his natural weight is now, and where do you think he could play at the next level weight-wise?
Well, I think once he gets into the weight room at a college level and they put good muscle weight on him, you know, he could probably be in the 250 range. He played for us, like you said, at about 230, 235. He's dropped a little bit of weight and shed that off to wrestle, but he's a kid that has got natural muscle tone and a huge frame that he could still put on a lot more weight. He didn't even really start lifting weights until late junior high, early high school. His was all just natural through body weight movements. That's what his dad believed in, you know, push-ups, pull-ups, those type of things. So I think you get him into a program where he's lifting consistently at that level with a strength trainer and things like that, he can put on good weight and be in the 250 range.
What do you think of Coach Bowles' added emphasis on recruiting the state of Wyoming, making sure they do contact the, like you said, the coaches. I know that the Kid and Jackson, Theo Dawson's got an offer out there, but a lot of preferred walk-ons from Wyoming high school football players on the roster this past year, some making an impact. How do you think that can help both, you know, high school football in Wyoming and the University of Wyoming football program?
Well, I think it's a tremendous thing. You know, I think Wyoming is so unique in the fact that the university is our only four-year institution in the state, and it's beloved and supported throughout the state. So I think when you talk about high school kids looking at college for football and those dreams, they all want, dream of playing for the Cowboys, you know, those that are raised as Wyoming Cowboys. So getting that relationship built so that we get more kids that opportunity, whether it be, like you said, as a preferred walk-on or as a scholarship player, I think it's a great thing that Coach Bowles done, and I think it can only benefit both aspects.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, kind of switching gears in talking high school football. Would you ever be in favor of adding a 10th regular season game to your schedule, maybe some out-of-state, something like that, to get more games in there? I've talked to a few coaches, and they would like to see that, and they say that's kind of the difference from the state of Wyoming. By the time kids have played 4 years or whatever, they haven't played nearly as many games as kids from other states. Would you be in favor of something like that?
Yeah, I definitely would be in favor of it, especially for the large class of 4A. I know when you talk 1A, 2A, some of those smaller classes, they have other problems and situations that arise when you talk about that because they have smaller amount of kids to choose from and things of that nature. But as far as the big schools, I don't see that being a problem, and I'd really like to see that. You know, we've got the 9-game regular schedule and the 3 rounds of playoffs, but I'd love to see a extra week added in there where we could possibly schedule an out-of-state game to get some competition and see how we measure up in some things.
I think you mentioned how good of a job you thought that the Coach Standard and Coach Bowles staff has done about getting around Wyoming and getting out to the coaches. Would you say that's kind of consensus among a lot of the other, you know, among your other peers you've talked to, of at least making the effort and getting out? And do you think that that's a pretty solid relationship, even though it's only, you know, going into year three with Coach Bowles and his staff?
I think that would be a unanimous opinion when you talk to high school coaches around the state, that they've made an effort to touch base with every coach every year, whether you have a kid that they can recruit or not, just to build that relationship and know what's going on out there.
Vic, we'll leave you with this. You had I think he was a junior lineman, and he just wreaked havoc in that. I just vividly remember 75 wreaking havoc against East in that semifinal game. I should remember his name. It slips my mind. But is that kid getting some looks, any contact about his recruitment right now?
Yeah, he's been a 2-year starter for us at left tackle. This year he played left tackle and defensive end for us, and his name's Lane Tucker, and he is getting some looks right now, yeah.
Lane Tucker. I just could not remember him. I just remember 75 was all over the place, man. He may have been the best football player I saw last year. He was unbelievable, Vic.
Yeah, he's definitely another up-and-coming kid that I think has a bright future at the next level playing football.
Vic, good to talk to you. I know it makes you feel pretty good as a head coach, coaching these kids up and seeing them move on to play at the next level, and Zach Taylor going to do so. I'm sure you're looking forward a week from today for him signing that letter of intent. Thank you so much.
No problem, guys. Thanks,
Vic. There you go.